This is KNKX. On our show Sound Effect, we tell stories inspired by the place we live. That's where this next story comes from. I'll hand it over to Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
If you're just joining us, our theme today on Sound Effect is too much information. Comedians, they share lots of information, personal information about their flaws and family members in order to generate laughs. Seattle's Scott Lossie is no different. It's a release for him to tell jokes like this one about his dad.
He's a weird dude. He's really religious, and I'm not very religious, and he knows I do stand-up, and he's supportive, but he refuses to watch me do it. Because in his words, I'm worried about all the swears.
Comedy often comes from pain. When Scott was a kid, he lost two older brothers, one from suicide, the other a car accident. More heartbreak would follow. Scott Lossie talks with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave about how seeing a therapist led to him performing on stage. But before he sought professional help, Scott tells Ariel that these tragedies caused him to have anxiety that was so severe he was almost incapable of ordering a pizza over the phone.
I'd be at home and my mom would be like, order a pizza. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, did you order it yet? I'm like, no, I didn't. And she's like, what? Go. And in my brain, I remember being like, okay, I'm going to call. I'm going to say it's for delivery. And then he's going to ask me what I want on it. There's going to be a crust. What size is a crust? And I'd call eventually, but it would be so painful. Like all these horrible things happened in my life. But also I started to have these really weird feelings in my head. Like I would have these headaches where I would like hallucinate. And then I'd come back and feel really sick. And it happened for like 2 years, which later I would get diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 20. So I was going into high school with like a broken head. Everybody's dying.
Right.
My family is not my family anymore.
Well, there was another event that happened with your mom.
Yeah.
You were how old when your mom passed away?
She passed away before Y2K, because I remember thinking to myself, oh, at least she's not around for Y2K, and then nothing happened in Y2K.
So even in that moment, like, you're making light.
You don't have to deal with anything if you can make a joke about it. Or maybe you are dealing with it. Who knows? But yeah, I was 19.
How's your relationship with your dad?
Really bad.
Okay.
We had a falling out.
When?
Right after my mom died. After my mom passed away, there was a disagreement about some estate things, which ended in a unfortunate voicemail. But he was very upset, and he made the mistake of saying basically that I should pretend he's dead. And I was pretty hell-bent on letting him have his wish.
When you have all of these events that happen, you want to have someone to share this with.
I was living with my girlfriend at the time.
That's a lot for her to...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's a new relationship. And then I'm like, hey, seizure, dead mom, dad hates me. She'd encouraged me throughout. And I'm stubborn as hell. Like, I'm the most stubborn person.
But then finally you were like, okay, fine.
I was finally like,
fine.
Okay. Uh-huh. Maybe I haven't dealt with
anything.
Death, divorce, death,
yeah.
This, brain's broken. Okay.
So you wind up in therapy.
Yeah. So
you're talking to this therapist. What was that like going in there and actually unburdening yourself?
I was freaked out.
Why?
Because I'd done a really good job of like holding everything inside and not sharing. Because I was like, he's going to want it. I'm going to have to tell him all my secrets. He wouldn't respond to when I told him stories. And it made me so mad. I wanted something. Because these are good, sad stories. They deserve... Somebody should be like, oh man. But therapists don't say anything. So I made it my goal kind of to be funny. Like, oh, you know. Probably partially because I was uncomfortable. But partially because I was like, what the hell, man?
get on board.
So I would joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
I started to enjoy going like to this thing that I hate. That I just fought against.
Did you ever get a reaction out of him?
Yeah. One day I went in there and he's like, you know, you always like to say funny stuff. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, have you thought about doing stand-up? And I liked making people laugh, but I was never saw stand-up and was like, oh, that would be cool. So he was like, I don't know, I haven't thought about it. And he gave me some information. And he's like, UW has a experimental college. And then I signed up, and it was on UW campus. First, I spent like 4 or 5 months writing nonstop, just writing and writing. Who knows why? I didn't know what I was doing.
So you've gone through your class. Now you're at Comedy Underground for your very first show. You're standing up there on stage. Like they call your name. You go up. All that's in your face are lights. Were you shaking? Were you breathing?
I was horrified. I paced back and forth. But yeah, so I did the set in front of a really supportive audience, and I was nervous, and I looked at the ground the whole time.
As you're mining your life to use for jokes, there's a lot of dark things that you've experienced. When do you get to the point where you're comfortable sharing that information?
Well, it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. There's stuff that I'm obviously not ready to talk about, and the audience can tell that. But there's also stuff that the audience isn't ready to hear someone be okay with. Nobody wants you to talk about your dead mom. That's...
Do you want to talk about your dead mom?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like a healing. It's like nice.
Do you feel like she would appreciate?
Yeah, she would have laughed at it.
Uh-huh.
She would think it's funny. We had Mother's Day, and we were hanging out together. And he scooted next to me to snuggle up to me. And I was like, this is really sweet. And he goes, Uncle Scott, can I ask you a question? I was like, sure, buddy, anything. He's like, your mom's dead, right? He's like, yeah. Is. No, I don't want to talk to you about it. You've been alive for 60 months. I don't think you have anything to add to the conversation.
When you're in a show setting and you've tried a couple of jokes that maybe most people aren't quite ready, but let's say the big laugh, they're the one that was like, that's what I've been wanting to hear. Do they come up to you afterward and share why it was important to them to hear that? And then all of a sudden you guys are sharing something?
I've had a couple. Yeah. Like I talk about my father. My dad's Mormon. So I'll talk about him and mm-hmm. what it's like growing up with like a Mormon dad. And I've had people be like, that's an experience I shared. Or it's like a highly specific experience
right.
that someone else shared. And I've had people come up to me and tell me, they're like, yeah, my dad was just like that.
Do they feel like they know you in some way?
Yeah. Maybe? People tend to speak with you after shows like they know you. And it makes sense because you just gave them a lot of information.
Are there things that you will not ever joke about?
Yeah.
Like what?
There's been times when like I'll start telling a joke that's like, that's related to my mom. And then mm-hmm. I kind of feel, I'm like,
Have you gotten like emotional on stage like that?
No. Where,
no?
I get emotional thinking about little things. Like putting together like the vacuum cleaner she bought me when I moved out.
You wouldn't talk about that on stage.
No, it would make me cry.
Right.
I will cry.
Right.
If I talk about it. It hits like a moment. The vacuum cleaner represents a moment where I became weirdly aware that I was not in control of what happens.
So not in control of what happens with your life. And then when you go on stage, you're in control of everything.
Yeah.
Do those go together?
Yeah. I'm the master of my universe on stage.
Right.
In a world where it feels like in a world where everything is out of feels like could be out of control, I have this one thing that maybe like for like a half hour to an hour at a time I get to orchestrate. At least in that time when I'm on stage, I know I don't have to be afraid.
That was 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve speaking with Seattle comedian Scott Lossie.